Hello, Ryerson. I'm Adrian Bueno.
And I'm Sither Jaffrey. Welcome to the Rye Report for Tuesday, November 5th. Today, we're getting into exam schedule dates, accessibility changes on campus, the RSU and Caesar-led strike, and a gold medal-winning podcaster.
It's that time of year again. Ryerson has released the final exam schedule for the fall 2019-2020 semester. The school recommends students to check for any exam conflicts or overload in their schedules, and to let their program department know of any problems immediately. The deadline to notify your department is November 15th. Exams will run from December 3rd to 14th.
Make sure you keep your one card on you this exam season. You won't be able to easily walk into Ryerson buildings after dark anymore. After 7 p.m., one cards will be needed to enter four campus buildings. The buildings affected are Eric Palin Hall, Sally Horsfall Eden Center, the Rogers Communication Center, and the Victoria Building. The buildings used to be accessible until 10 p.m. Community members previously did not need their one cards. Ryerson Community Safety and Security said the change was based on community feedback. The building's weekend hours will not be affected. The accessibility change began on November 1st.
Getting around campus this Wednesday might be a little bit tricky. In response to the RSU and Caesar's decisions to lead a strike on November 6th, Ryerson University announced all academic activities will run as scheduled. Those participating are striking in response to the Ontario government's decision to make cuts to OSAP. Several other student groups are expected to join the strike. The strike is expected to include a rally in front of the Ryerson Student Center, a march around campus, and soft picket lines in front of select buildings. Ryerson says they understand why students may want to participate, but suggests they should be aware of the academic policies of their programs and their courses.
An Arts and Communication and Culture graduate just received the Ryerson Gold Medal. Miro Govindasamy's non-traditional thesis project was awarded during fall convocation. The project was a series of podcasts called Rights Bites. They're about the legal issues faced by newcomers in Canada. Govindasamy's thesis was downloaded more than 700 times. It's published on the Community Legal Education Ontario website. Govindasamy currently works at Ryerson as the Writing Programs Developer. In the future, she hopes to work in education and activism. For the Rye Report, I'm Sither Jaffrey.
And I'm Adrian Bueno. Thank you for listening.